Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. How was your National Day weekend?
It was good. It was quiet. I was working, as per normal. I never know when public holidays are because I always end up working on them. So
right.
When people tell me, they're like, do you work on a public holiday? Yeah. When is it?
Well, I guess it's also that's when people are home and then it's easier to kind of get them. And
exactly.
Especially or like everybody in the family's in the house, you can declare it better, I hope.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like single people, they're at home because, and especially this year, because they're not going on holidays.
Yeah.
So they're at home and they have time to do it.
It's a good thing, I suppose.
Yeah. But I should really know that 2nd of December is National Day. Like, I've been here for 15 years, so.
We did forget to wish people last week, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry. Happy National Day. 15 years. It's been great.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So today I thought it would be lovely to talk about children's memorabilia. And during the Christmas holidays, it might be a good time to work with your kids to go through all their stuff and to see what you want to keep and not keep. I find that a lot of mums have a lot of sentimental attachment to all the kids' stuff, and they don't know what to keep or not to keep, and they overkeep things, and it just becomes, you know, too much, and then it takes up valuable real estate with all this stuff. Now, we have talked about children's artwork again, which you can listen to on our podcast, and we'll share the number on the show notes because I cannot remember what number it was, but it was many moons ago, many episodes ago. So, you know, we've talked about the artwork and how to go through the artwork and decide what is a Van Gogh or Monet and what is just a mess of lentils and sparkles and needs to be put into the recycle bin. So, you know, and then you can take photos of those pictures and put them into a digital photo frame. The other memorabilia that a lot of people keep are, you know, the baby clothes from when they were born. You know, they put them in their first, you know, swaddling stuff, the blankets, the outfit they wore when they left the hospital, the first year outfit, the, you know, there's something like their first communion. You know, all these different things, they keep these outfits and it's gorgeous and it's lovely. But if you've got photos of them in these outfits, do you need to keep every single outfit? So do you need to keep the outfit from when they were born, the one they left the hospital with, the one that they wore when they were in the house for the first day, you know, the first week, 6 months and blah, 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 you know, do you need to keep all of them or do you have beautiful photos of them that you can then put into digital photo frame and save forever? And, you know, the ones, the outfits that are really special, you can put them into a frame. So you can get like a frame from IKEA and they have special frames and in some other stores as well, so that you can put them into these box frames and then frame them up and put them in their bedroom or put them in, you know, one of your other, you know, your living room or your study or wherever you want to put them. So that's the thing to do with these baby clothes. You don't need to keep all of them. So keep only the ones that you love. And then obviously the same with the blankets. So people have a lot of blankets and cuddly toys. So decide what was their favorite cuddly toy. What was their favorite blanket? You know, what was, you know, what you loved as well. And keep them for them to then give to their children in future or just for them to keep because it means so much. But you don't need to keep all like 20 blankets that you might have gotten from different people. So that's another thing. And then there are the toys and little knickknacks that you might have accumulated as well. So people accumulate a lot of this stuff. So you really have to decipher what you want to keep and how you're going to store it. Are you going to put it on a bookshelf or in a, like, you know, a showcase that you can get, or are you going to put them in a box and then never look at the box of stuff? And I mean, I'm all for having a memorabilia box, and we've talked about memorabilia before, and, you know, having a box and you put all your letters and photos and bits and pieces and children's artwork and whatever. So you can have a box for each child, but see how many boxes you need. Do you need to have 15 boxes of various things, or can you narrow it down to maybe one box for photos and one box for each child with the other bits and pieces, like their, you know, their few baby clothes, blanket, and little bits and pieces. But try and think about why you're keeping it. You know, have you got photos that you can put in a digital photo frame? And if you, you know, you're keeping it for the kids, but do the kids really want all of that? You know,
I was just about to say that, actually, because a lot of times, I mean, and we know this as well from our own childhood, right? Yeah. Like, we actually don't remember the stuff we played with that much, right? And so you're holding on, especially with the toys and the stuffed animals and stuff. It's like, oh, you know, for 6 months, you were inseparable from this whatever stuffed animal or whatever. And so I'm going to keep it on forever and ever. And I've seen, you know, my friends or parents and stuff, they felt this as well, right?
Yeah.
That like, but this was so important to him or her back in the day.
Yeah.
But that, you know, at some point you have to make a little bit of a tough decision, I think, and kind of let it go. I mean, my mom has stuff from my childhood, and it's taken like many, many years of telling her to like kind of, like, it's not important to us anymore. No. And so you can let that go. I mean, there are some sentimental things, 100%. Yeah. But with clothes and things, I mean, it's not really, you know.
It's not. I mean, there are a few bits and pieces, but as I said, there's always going to be photos of them in those special outfits. And yeah, with cuddly toys, I mean, for my brother and I, there was a blue teddy bear that I got when I was a baby. And then my brother got hold of that when he was born, and he took it and he kept it ever since. It's been his. And then he gave it to his firstborn son, I think, got it? Or the second one? One of them got it. So now it's their special treasured thing as well. And my brother still treasures it. You know, he makes sure the boys look after it. And it actually means a lot to all of us, because we remember him walking around with it, you know, dragging it around everywhere. Even when we went on holiday, there were pictures of him with it in his backpack. And now the boys have got it as well, and they're doing the same thing. So yes, keep them. That's special. But you don't need to keep every little one, just because, as you said, because they kept it for a little bit. Another thing to think about is school books and school papers and report cards. So the report cards are fine. You can get them and put them into folders and, you know, into files and keep all of them, even though they're embarrassing for us. Like, you're rolling your eyes and going, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm the same.
I'm rolling my eyes because I'm reminded of the fact that, like, when we were doing a decluttering last year, a year before that, I found like report cards from when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why are you still here? Like, it has no, and the thing is, it has no, to me, it is the way I look at it. It's like, yeah, it's nice. I mean, obviously, but it has no impact on my life anymore. No. I mean, actually, to be honest, like, there's no grades anymore that have any impact at this age anyway, by the way. But okay, I can understand why, like, the main, like, whatever, when you graduate high school and graduate the next and all that, you keep those and that's fine. Yeah. But I mean, you know, honestly, like, my third grade, like, report card or the report book that we had, was still with my mom. And I'm like, we really don't need this.
And the thing is, I find, I mean, especially now with these report cards and these, it's books. It's not even one piece of paper. It's books for each subject. And I mean, when I was at junior school, I've got those reports, and they were on one piece of paper, and each teacher had little block for each subject, and they had to write a report in that. So one A4 piece of paper, they had to write their whatever it is. So for the 4 years, but it was every quarter or something, whatever thing it was, you get one. That's not too bad. But when it's some massive book of, like, you don't care how you did maths and you could count 1 + 1, really?
Unfortunately, no.
No. So, you know, decide, you know, which ones are the cute ones, which one have a lot of relevance. Choose the key subjects like English, maths, science. If they're very good at science, then choose that. Or French, you know, one of the languages. But don't keep every single language for that year. Just the good ones, you know. Don't keep the bad ones. They'll just make your kid feel bad. You know what I mean?
And I guess the same thing applies again here too, right? You could actually take a picture of it. So you can preserve it that way and then not have to actually keep the book.
Exactly.
Itself, right?
Exactly. You could do it like that. But then that's more digital clutter as well. So instead of doing that, just choose one or two And they are great to look at and go, oh my God, look at that. And, you know, in the junior one, we had to write something as well. So you look at your writing and go, oh my God, that was my writing. And, you know, we had to write in fountain pen and joined up writing. So it was all very, you know, very eloquent and posh and everything. So.
I almost want to like jump in and be like, this is like, I mean, I know we are marking our ages here, like very, very well now, but like, it's just like, you know, kids, did you know that we had a transition from pencil to pen?
Yes.
Like, you know, we had to do that thing. And it was like, it was a whole, like, Oh my God, it was a whole thing. I remember, like, we used to get circulars about it. It's like, okay, your child is now about to start using pens, and here are the approved pens you can use. And we had a lot of stuff like that, yeah.
Ours was, I mean, I did go to a fancy school. So, yeah, we had a thing about what fountain pens to get.
Yes.
And, what ink. And my dad liked Parker pens because that's what he grew up with. So we had to use Parker pens, but they were heavier than using a W.H. Smith fountain pen.
Right.
So I had to convince him to let me start using it. And he liked to fill up the cartridges with the inkwell.
Right.
And we were like, no, Dad, it's the 80s. You can use cartridges now.
Yeah, I remember. Like, we used to have those little things you just insert in the pen and you keep going.
He was like, no, you have to do it properly. If you're going to use fountain pen, you have to use the inkwell.
No, but I remember we had it approved. We could use those. We had like one where you could actually like suck up the ink into it. But it was like a mass-produced one. I'm not talking like the Parker ones. Yeah. And then you had other ones that were like cartridge ones as well. And then there was like a certain kind that were allowed, and most of the others were not allowed because they're like, it just gets very messy and they're not, you know, for kids to handle, obviously. And then you were allowed these like micro-tip pens. But anyway.
But yeah, and then there was the special pen you got from Joseph Smith to get rid of the mistakes you made with that ink as well. Good times. Oh my God, we're 80s kids.
Yeah, it's like, you know, did you know that like you didn't have to just hit backspace? You actually had to do that.
I can't understand. Now they use iPads. I'm like,
what is this backspace about? What? You can just remove everything?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh my God, we used to write everything and have to use an eraser. Everyone who's listening, if you're from our generation, you understand.
You had
the pain.
Really good time, and if you tuned out, I'm really sorry.
Sorry. So that's the school papers. And the other thing is school books. And I'm sure I've talked about my mother and her affinity for the school books and the fight that we're still having, which I will be continuing when I go home. She's got all of our school books from all the schools. And it got to the point, I lived in Kenya for a year and it wasn't the best year of my life. And she kept those school books. And my brother and I both put our foot down. And when we do not want anything to remind us of that year, we don't want those books. It was a horrible year. We just want it erased from our lives. So I think she finally let us put it in the recycle bin, very begrudgingly. But we still got some more books to go through. So, and I'm trying to convince her that to keep just certain ones, you know, from certain subjects. Obviously not maths for me because I was terrible at maths, but maybe English because I was great at English. So think about that as well. Do your kids want to keep all of them? And, you know, it did go back to the Swedish death cleaning with my parents. I said to my mom, like, if you go away, if you pass away, God forbid it doesn't happen soon, but when you pass away and we find these books, we're just going to put them in the bin. We're not going to keep it. So it's better to get rid of them now while you're clearing up the attic and the garage, which is what they're doing currently. So that's, you know, think about that. Do you need to keep all of the books? Like, there'll be hundreds of these books, you know, or
a number, I don't know. What is there used to be? I mean, now it's a different story again. We're in digital classrooms.
But think about all those paperworks and all those things and pieces of paper relating to school. You don't need to keep all of them. Just keep the ones that are important. And all those certificates. The teachers like giving millions of certificates for things that are just so obscure.
You participated in this classroom. Thank you very much.
You went to the toilet. You got a certificate. Yes, I've seen that.
What, really? I thought you were just like, you're just exaggerating.
No, I've seen like weird certificates for like literally you went to the toilet by yourself. Like, here's a certificate. Yeah, you get a gold star. We used to just get stars. They get big fat certificates. Throw those certificates away. Just, you don't need them. Keep one or two, but that's it.
Can you imagine like being an adult and like opening up like this old box of things your parents have kept you and there's a certificate for like pooping by yourself? Like, can you imagine like that? What would that be like as a feeling? I'm just, you know, just wondering.
I think it's a generational. I'm sure they now give certificates, you know, when you do potty training and if you're successful, you get a certificate.
Really? I thought that was just something you did at home.
No,
I
didn't think
it was like a school involved in like.
No, I think you can get ones printed out and parents print them out and them. Yeah. It's like a thing, an achievement now.
I mean, it's an achievement to be fair, but still.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need a certificate for it.
Let's not like deprive anybody of their achievement for
going knowing to the how toilet. To use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Knowing how to use a potty. We've really gone down to the lower depths today, haven't we?
I'm wondering if it's maybe something maybe we just really shouldn't talk about kids very much because clearly we go down very
or we reminisce about our past.
That's what I mean, yeah, because it's interesting when we talk about childhood, I think this is what happens, yeah, probably.
Yeah, we start talking about poop.
Actually, that's the first time this has happened, if I think correctly.
Yeah, it will never happen again, I promise.
Oh no, I'm not making any such promise. But I have to say that, like, if it took us 135 episodes to get to poop, it's an achievement. Oh crap,
we're making one poop. Way to declutter.
We're making poop achievements now.
Well, that was a certificate. Anyway, on that note, should we finish?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's everything to do with the
memory. Only other thing I was going to add just quickly, although there's not, I mean, it's more reference to other episodes, but obviously because digital classrooms are a thing now, and obviously, and I'm sure most schools and teachers are dealing with a lot of email.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, apply the same email principles, file, act, and toss, and things like that. But with these criteria, right? So do you keep something? What's the purpose? Is there any utility for it now? And if not, I mean, you can toss them from your email too, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And don't print it out. Don't add it to the print. And maybe make a folder, like kids memorabilia folder, for all this digital stuff that's coming in. So you can do it as if you would do the physical one, but don't fill it up too much just because it's a folder and it's digital, because you still have to go through it. And if you can, label it as well with the date and what the item is, so it's easier to find it and source it when, if you do want to find anything like a report. But think about, you know, when you're going through anything, whether physical or digital, think about whether you are going to use it, you are going to view it, the kids are going to like it, and then, you know, put it in the recycling.
Oh, there's otherwise utility for it, for example. It has to be submitted somewhere. I mean,
yeah, you know, exactly. Down the road. And then either put it in the trash, put it in recycling, or give it for donation. It's the same as always, as we always discuss. And then the things you want to keep, make sure you have the right size container for it. And for this, because it's memorabilia, you can get some beautiful boxes out there. There are so many lovely ones. IKEA has great ones, box. They always have great boxes, but they have great pattern boxes that you can use in different sizes that will be great for this. And then you can just label it with the kid's name. So it's quite fun, actually, to make a memorabilia box, because it's fun to find the box which suits the personality of the kids. But yeah, do that, and then see how you can reduce the amount of wasted stuff, you know, how much stuff you've got which is wasting space in your, say, your wardrobe or your cupboards.
So, yeah. Okay, well, that's all we've got this week. As always, of course, if you want to talk to Shalina about decluttering your kids' memorabilia, decluttering all of their stuff that's going on right now and all the stuff you're accumulating, of course, you can do that by contacting her on social media at Declutterme, that's at DECLUTTRME, or visiting declutterme.com, where there's like some nice, it's not only is it a brand spanking new website, it's a brand spanking new contact form. I mean, everything's brand and
it's all
spanking.
Brand.
Yeah. And so you can do that. I've just realized that, so next week we're going to be talking about wedding dresses, which is super exciting, but I feel like we've done this in the wrong order, haven't we? Anyway, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.